Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm, and I hope to get into a lot of ideas. Well, I'm going to get into a lot of ideas today that impact your retirement plan. I say it each week. Our goal is to give you actionable items, ideas that are going to make a difference in your plan, and I'm pretty confident we can deliver on that today. I'm going to make some offers. As we always do, try to get information out to you, try to help you in any way we can. If you ever want to get a hold of us, of course, you can call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports. We have an entire library that covers many topics, from taxes to estate planning to investments to income planning and on. Things that impact your retirement planning. You can sign up for one of our classes. I think we have one more this year. I'll make that announcement again. And you can also get our updated newsletters and information on topics that are timely and hopefully helpful, as we say. Today, I want to get into a number of things. I've talked about these large IRAs, the five large problems with large IRAs. They impact, I mean, probably everyone listening to me right now has some type of retirement account, IRA, 401k, 403b, 457. These are all tax-deferred accounts, okay? Well, when you have large, it's the blessing and the curse kind of thing. When you have a large IRA or a large 401k, so many times our largest asset, well, what's the issue on that? Well, number one, every penny's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. In addition to that, then at some point you have what is called the large required minimum distribution. And then it also taxes your Social Security, or is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable and how much your Medicare premiums are going to be impacted by it. And then if you pass away, there's what we call a widow's penalty, because now your spouse could be in a higher tax bracket. You see, we can go on. We're going to get into these things today. And then you have the estate planning issue, because keep in mind, you're going to owe the income tax on every penny at whatever the tax rate is, and so are your children. And your spouse. Someone's paying the tax. But we want to talk about trying to minimize some of that. I do want to get into some end-of-year planning today, because that actually relates to this. Roth conversions, gifting to children. You have until the end of the year to take your required minimum distribution to max out your 401k. We have these reports, and I will offer them because I can't get into everything. But again, are you doing these things? If I start talking about them, let me start with this one area of your plan, because you know my mantra, our theme here at the Alpha Wealth Group. Really, it's very simple. And simple is good, especially when it works. You have five pieces to your plan. Those five pieces include, one, creating income you can't outlive, the cornerstone to your plan. Do you have an income plan that says, and we're going to talk about that in detail, tax planning, what are you doing to minimize tax, get to tax-free? What about your investment plan? I want to talk a little bit about the market today as well. Big week, announcements, jobs reports, and so on. What does your investment plan say? You're probably unaware of some things that are hidden in that investment plan. Excuse me. Then what are you doing to protect assets? What happens, God forbid, if there's a long-term illness and you have to come out of pocket $10,000 a month? What happens to your family, your spouse, if they survive you? And then the estate planning. What are you doing to minimize the tax, get the assets, have the right documents in place, living trust, powers of attorney? Did I mention anything that maybe you want to address? That's kind of the blueprint. I have a report called The Retirement Roadmap. It gets into those areas of what do we call the five simple steps to a stress-free retirement. We can get that out to you if you give us a call. It is, I like to say, it's the blueprint to creating a retirement plan. So if you want that, I want to offer that with something else here in a second. But, of course, you can always call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I will get that retirement planning kit out to you, with the worksheets and the other information there. You can sit down and start to design a plan. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off track. I want to get back into the first piece, which we call the cornerstone of your planning. And this really relates to, we talk about, this was an article that said, retire at 65, more like 62. This was done by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. They said the median age people are retiring are 62. Now, that may not be you, but think about this. If you retire at 62, and sometimes it's not, we're not prepared. There may be a downsizing. There may be health issues with family members or ourselves. But you are eligible for Social Security as early as 62. That is the lowest possible benefit that you will receive. Are you going to have to start taking Social Security early, which means now you lock into the lowest benefit for your life? All right. And what happens if there's a bad market for a couple of years? Do you have enough runway to recover? This is why this stuff is so important. So when I ask you, how are you going to replace your paychecks? Do you have an income plan? Now, this is the first step in that five-step plan that I offered that report. Are you comfortable replacing paychecks? And we have to talk about some of these things. So the first step is you need to know your number. So again, I'll pose the question. Do you know what your monthly expenses are? Right? What do you need to live on? They don't go away. Many people, housing will represent your largest monthly expense. A lot of us may have a mortgage even after we retire. And then if we don't have a mortgage, we have property tax. And then there's health care. Even if you have Medicare, there's typically some monthly premiums that are on top of that. There's also food, personal care, and transportation. Hopefully there's some fun, right? We want to put that in there. But do you know your number? So I would just tell all of you, and that's part of this kit that's in Compliant Packet. I can email this to you, by the way, too. It includes a budget worksheet. We have to know our numbers. It's like that Shark Tank. How many of you know your numbers? If I asked you, what do you think you're going to need in retirement? You're not going to get to the penny. Don't worry about it. But you can't create an income plan without knowing your numbers. So I won't spend a lot of time on there. We give you the tools to do it. There's credit cards apps out there that you can track your monthly spending. Take a look at some of these things. Do it for a couple months. It's kind of like a diet. Or whatever. When you start tracking your calories, I did that a long time ago. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, what am I eating here? But you're going to uncover things you were totally unaware of. So if you just go through this one exercise, you know me, I talk about financial organization. Do the budget worksheet. If we can come away with that today, that's a step. Then it gets into the Social Security decision. Then it gets into, well, do you have a pension that you have to make a decision on that? We're going to talk about these coming back because I want to talk to you about strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. You know, again, this worksheet also gets into that too, because not only do you come up with a number, it also has an area in there where you start to write down what are your income sources. And now you can see where the income gap is. You see how this is starting to provide clarity to your retirement plan? How many of us have gone through this exercise? And I have much more to get into. So, please stick around because I want to talk about ideas on creating, making that decision on Social Security. Other ideas of creating income you can't outlive. That's really what it's all about. But let me make one other up. So if you want the income planning packet, as I said, we'll get that added to you. It includes the worksheets, includes the Social Security decision, the maximizing income retirement, the truth about annuities, and it walks you through a way to start to create an income plan. Imagine if you could have that piece in place, and now we can start working on minimizing taxes, and now we can start working on my investments. That's the area that I have, if I need additional funds. This is really what planning's about. I want to walk through these a little bit more, but let me make one other offer. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 if you want that income planning packet. But I also want to make another offer. If you've retired recently or you plan to retire, and you want to take a look at your overall plan, you want to secure the best retirement possible, you should absolutely give us a call right now. If you don't have a comprehensive plan in place, the shortfalls could add up to tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands. I would submit that. And how will you cover all of these things, having an income plan in retirement, minimizing taxes, all of the things we talked about? If you want to take advantage of that, this isn't a no-cost obligation. The strategy is best suited for families who've saved more than $500,000. We have limited spots on the calendar, but if you want to schedule a time with me, give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We'll test your plan. We'll run the income analysis. We'll run the portfolio analysis. We'll design a complete plan for you. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time. If you have questions, any way we can help you. Coming up, I do want to get into this issues with the large IRAs. I do want to talk about the market. So please stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get some of the information we've offered, I did offer the income planning packet. Now, that does include the budget worksheets, the Social Security decision. We just talked a little bit about, creating an income plan. If we can check the box on that piece of your retirement, I think I made the comment before, feeling wealthy in retirement, really it's about having more income than expenses. Really, that simple. And so can we get there? We have all of these risks of creating income, and do we have an income plan? Do we have that? That uncertainty is really tough. You know, we hear the largest concern among retirees, well, anyone, you can look at a lot of surveys, it's outliving your money. And so how can we do some things to minimize that? So if you want that, well, give us a call, 630. That's the income planning packet. Again, this is a process. It's the budget worksheet. If you came away with one thing today and you said, yep, I've gone through my whole, and again, as I said, I can email this to you. I have a plus or minus so much, and you can even add a buffer of $5,000-$10,000 per year on that. But as I said, you'll probably be surprised if you go through this. Do you need $10,000 a month, $8,000 a month? You know, where's the income gap? Social Security between you and your spouse provides $6,000 a month and you need $10,000. Well, there's a gap of $4,000. So again, this is just a really good exercise to go through, and then you can try to fill those gaps. We're going to talk about that. But as I said, I want to get this information out to help. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 includes the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, the budget worksheet, and then the maximizing income. It's creating an income plan, creating income you can't outlive. For those of you married, I would say for you and your spouse. So let's talk about that. I want to spend a little time on Social Security here. Social Security, I've talked about this before, how Forbes has done the study. It shows that 96% of those that claim their strategies lose out on about $111,000 of, on average, of cumulative lifetime benefits. They leave that on the table. And so there's other things that are part of this. We've heard there's over 2,000 decisions to be made, right? You can take it as early as 62. You have to keep in mind there's a penalty if you're still working, but it grows by 8% per year. That's called a delayed retirement credit. I've talked about this already, so you probably heard there was a 2.5% cost of living increase. On, they just declared this October. They do, there's some type of inflation factor. The government figures out that's a 10.5%, because 8% delayed retirement plus the 2.5% roughly, you're looking at about a 10% increase in benefits just by delaying it 1 year. And so the question is, again, what do we do? Do we wait till 70? It will keep growing by that 8% plus the cost of living rider, shouldn't say rider, the cost of living adjustment till age 70. And so, you know, do you want to defer till 70? I don't know the answer for you, but keep in mind, the higher benefit stays with the surviving spouse. And I'm going to give another example here in a second where you can start to create some of these things. And now you see, to give you an example of how you're creating an income plan. Again, separate from your investments. This is totally separate. The reason we talk about income as being so important is, you know, Ed Slott has used the example savings, and he's probably not the first to say it, but income is more important than savings because income cannot run out. So the first thing I would say is, like, knowing your numbers. I mentioned the budget worksheet. If you have not gone to SSA.gov, go to SSA.gov. All of this stuff is very powerful because you start to create all of this. You're getting the unknowns are becoming knowns, and slowly by surely you're putting this puzzle together, this retirement puzzle. I'm solving these answers. And so your spouse, your benefit could be $35,000, your spouse's could be $30,000, but then you could say, I'm going to defer till 70. That benefit could go from $35,000 up to $47,000 in a 5-year period. Are you aware of that? So now it's not $35,000, it's $47,000 for waiting for the rest of my life. If I pass away, that goes to my spouse for the rest of their life. And these are irrevocable decisions. You can't go back and change them. And so there's thousands of different things. By the way, up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. I had someone in here just the other day. And this is why when I say you come in, bring in your tax returns, because I pull them out. I want you to see what's going on. I want you to see where your taxable income is. I'll give you a couple responses that I had from them. One was the fact that I showed them, look, online, I don't know if it's line 28 now or 20, but your Social Security benefits is on there. They had about $60,000 of Social Security benefits between the two of them. That's nice. Do you know about 50,000 of it was taxable? Because then you go to the line over. So there's line, there's 20A and 20B. I can't, or maybe off the number there, but A is where the benefit is. B is the amount you pay on taxes. So what slides over there? So I talked about some of the problems with large IRAs. Keep in mind, when you pull money out of an IRA, it's not just going to, not only does that entire amount go on your 1040 and you will pay tax on it, it's all income taxable, period. Not only is it going there, it's also used to determine how much of that Social Security slides over as well. So they were capped out at 85%. And we talked about ways to try to minimize some of that. But, you know, this is, I didn't mean to go off in the tax tangent, but, you know, that's why when you hear me kind of pound the table on what are we doing for Roth conversions and Roth contributions, those are tax-free. Not only does a Roth never go on your 1040, because it's not taxable, it is not used in the calculation for Social Security. So you see how these things start to relate and how I talked about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars you may be giving up over your lifetime. So, by the way, I'll go ahead and say this real quick. The Roth conversions, you have until the end of the year. And we only have, we have this year and next year right now on the Tax Cut and Jobs Act at these lower tax brackets. I asked them, I said, what tax bracket do you think you're in? They said, I think we're probably in a 30. No, you're not. Look at your taxable income. I showed them. They were actually in a 12. Because, anyway, we won't get into all of that. But my point is, I said, why are we not doing Roth conversions at 12%? Guess what? We'll be doing Roth conversions this year. And maybe we'll even spill into the 22. That money will be tax-free the rest of their life. Doesn't tax their Social Security. Goes to their children. Now, the large IRA, large Roth IRAs aren't an issue. Large traditional IRAs are. And so these are ideas that we can talk about. That's why I say, when I say come on in, throw everything in a box, man, these things connect. There's this hidden domino effect. Not just about creating income you can't outlive, but how do we minimize the taxes on it? And oh, by the way, how do we get it to our children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner? That's just one example. I have many more to get into when we talk about it, but I just want you to be aware of how all of these things affect each other. I offered that income planning packet. It also includes some information on annuities. These are all income plans. So if you have Social Security, you have a pension, you could even add an annuity on that, which gives you guaranteed lifetime income, in fact, joint lifetime income. So getting back to my example there, if you had a $40,000 a year benefit that you created from these annuities, on top of $60,000 from Social Security, the higher Social Security stays for the rest of your spouse's life, plus these are joint lifetime incomes on the annuity income, that will stay the rest of your spouse's life. And if you have a survivor benefit on the pension, that will stay. So you see how you create some protection for the surviving spouse, which I've said, you know, the nationwide study, close to 50% of couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years or more. What are we doing? Does your plan address these things? Have you looked at it? The hidden domino effect I mentioned. All these things are connected. That's why I talk about having the five pillars, the five pieces to your plan. Let me again make that offer. I offered the income planning packet, but let me just ask you this, because I talked about having a plan. Have you created a financial game plan? That's the question. And do you have a plan to reduce taxes in retirement? How about paying for health care? What about withdrawing money from your accounts in a tax-efficient manner or generating income? You know, there's no shame in getting someone to look over your shoulder to ensure you haven't overlooked some things that we've covered some of these already. Because if you've overlooked one thing or maybe a couple things, it could cost you tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime. And that's why I'm going to make this offer for our listeners today. We'll create a free retirement game plan. It's called our retirement roadmap. It's customized for you. It's specific to you. As I said, throw everything in a box. Come on in. This customized plan will address taxes. It will address income, overall planning, how to pay for some of these, the Social Security decision. And so if you want to take advantage of this, we can only do it for so many people. You know, I'd like to help as many as we can, but if you want to schedule a time, give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, that's alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time to come on in. If you have questions, we can help you. If you want us to send you information, again, any way we can help, let us know. Coming up, I do have much more to get into as it relates to the market, taxes, anything and everything that has to do with your retirement plan. Listen, Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino here. I'm the president, founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a retirement planning firm. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I think we do a good job. I'm also insurance licensed, life, long-term care, annuities, all of that side of it. We have attorneys that do the estate planning. We look at it all. I mean, I like to say we're different by design. you know, I offer the information. First of all, I try to give ideas that you can act on, whether I say it's a Roth conversion, going to SSA.gov, doing a budget worksheet, right? These are all things that I think will put you in a better position and provide clarity. We offer the packets as well. I offered the income planning packet that has the tools, I believe, to create an income plan. And wouldn't that be great if you could say, I have a pretty clear picture of where things stand. So if you want that, we'll get it out to you. Just give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. It's a good way to start. You can mark it up. And then if you have questions, you can call us, and even we can schedule a time and make it as productive as possible for you. And this is all about creating, as I said, more certainty, more clarity, and reducing the stress. That's why sometimes I say it's the five steps to a stress-free retirement, those five pillars, getting them in place. We'll also include the retirement roadmap, which goes through those five pieces. Are you complete? I said there's this hidden domino effect. We talked about income, Social Security. Well, up to 85%. When you look at Social Security, pension, and your retirement accounts, they all have one thing in common. They're all taxable. And so what are we trying to do to minimize taxes? Let's talk a little bit about that. Because, again, if we're doing things and taking advantage of these opportunities, I do see it all the time. I mean, this is something that's really integral to our planning process. As I said, I tell people, bring in your tax returns. So I think we have this terrible relationship. You know, I pull them out. I say, let's take a look at your 1040. Do you see where your income's coming from? Yeah. You see how your Social Security is there? Yeah, you can see that. You see where your standard deduction is? Do you know what your tax, you can see your taxable income, know what your tax bracket is? I know this may not sound like a lot of fun, but I'm telling you, it's empowering, because now you can start, you need, you know, the knowledge of control, of understanding and controlling some of these things. Now, you have until the end of the year. I'll talk about these on a couple levels. As I said, there's this hidden domino effect. So we do have the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. You'd have until the end of this year. 2025 right now is the last year with these lower marginal tax brackets. I know they don't seem low enough, but they're actually 40-year lows. You have a 12%, you have a 22%, and you have a 24%. Used to be 15 to 25%. That's it. And they've increased the tax brackets. Do you know what your tax bracket is? Why is this important? Because if I say to you, you want to do some Roth conversions, as I said, I had this couple in, they were about 10,000 below the, in the, still, they had about 10,000 more of income to go before they hit the next bracket. So I said, why don't we do 10,000 at 12%? You go into the 22, we'll do 10,000 at 22%. You blend it, that's 17%. And so now I'm saying to them, look, if you could move $20,000 from forever taxed to never taxed at 17%, would you do it? Would you take money, pay 17% on it to never pay tax again for the rest of your life? There's no required distributions. You reduce your required distributions because you drew down your IRA. This is a Roth conversion. And then you can do some more next year. Would you do it? This, yeah. Okay. Well, let's do it. Okay. I do a lot of Roth conversions because that's part of, I call it forward tax planning. So maybe you have until December 31st. If you do not do it by December 31st, you have lost a year. You cannot do it on January 1st. It's over. So you want to take a look at Roth conversions. The other question they ask me, and sometimes I take this for granted that, you know, oh, you know, everybody knows this, but, and so, you know, I guess anytime you talk about IRS code, it's I don't know even what to say. I think Albert Einstein said it's the most confusing thing. Now, if he said it, we know it's bad. But anyway, when we talk about the Roth contributions versus Roth conversions, they are, because I said this is another meeting I had. I said, well, let's do the conversions, and then we can also do the contributions. Now, you do have till April 15th to do contributions for 2024. That's $8,000 per person per year if you are 50 or over. So he said, wait a minute, I'm doing a conversion. I said, so that's irrelevant. You can do a conversion and a contribution all at the same. You know, those are two separate things. It's like, oh, wow. It was kind of nice because he was pretty excited about, oh, you know, because like all of a sudden between he and his wife plus the conversion, you know, we were looking at over $20,000 that they would now have in tax-free. They had zero prior to our discussion. And then next year they can put another 8,000 inch. That's another 16,000. I mean, almost within a couple months, they're close to $40,000 in a Roth account that's going to grow tax-free the rest of their life. There's no required distributions. It will never go on your 1040. Doesn't tax your Social Security. It doesn't impact your Medicare premiums. Goes to your children tax-free. Isn't that nice? And so that's when I say these things we can be doing. Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. Yes, you know, your portfolio is important, and that's part of it. But what are we doing to minimize taxes? And this is not an indictment or disparaging about anybody, but in this industry, rarely, a lot of times, it's, okay, go talk to your accountant. Go talk to, I can't tell you. But some of this stuff, it's number. It's straightforward. What I just told you about conversions, you can do any amount at any age at any time. That's it. Okay, I can do the math. I hope so. I can give you some direction and some advice. I don't need to be a CPA. Now, do we have CPAs that can help you out? Sure. And if it gets very advanced, yeah. We just want to be aware of some of these things that we can be doing. And one other thing I'll mention, I'm going to move on, but 401ks, again, we're getting up to a point now where, you know, you're not going to have as much time. So let's, again, not procrastinate, whether it's coming in to see us or do. If you want to max out your 401k, $30,500 per year, if you're 50 or over, you have until the end of the year. And if you get to $20,000, you say, boy, I wish I would have put more in. Too late. Just clock ticks over. You just lost part of a year. And what if you could do Roth contributions to that 401k? And let me expand on what I said before. Roth contributions, Roth conversions, Roth 401ks, those are three separate things. You can do all three. The other comment I was going to make, because again, we do portfolio management, so I'll make one other comment as it relates to your retirement accounts. This is being tax efficient too. So there's other levels to this. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, if you're going to have growth stocks, primarily you want them in the Roth. Like this couple I talked about where we're going to have close to $40,000 in Roths, guess what we're going to buy? We're going to buy growth stocks. You know, these big, the Mag 7, everything's come out this week except for NVIDIA. NVIDIA is going to declare on November 20th their earnings. I think it's going to be great. That's my opinion. But imagine if you'd bought NVIDIA, you know, at put $1,000 in and today is worth $50,000. Every penny's tax-free. Not only that, all the dividends are tax-free. So this is where you want the growth. Where would you want your growth? You want it in the bucket, the tax-deferred bucket, where every penny's taxable. Oh, by the way, you have required minimum distributions where you have to take money out and pay the tax on it, and then your spouse and children pay tax on it, and so on. No, I want my growth outside of that, my tax-free and my after-tax. To the extent I have lower growth investments, have those in the IRA and the tax-deferred. So now I'm balancing my portfolio, but I'm being tax-efficient. Again, do you see how all these things relate? Taxes relate to investments, relate to your income, relate the hidden domino effect I just talked about. Now, if you want the information on the tax-free strategies, we will get that out to you. There's things you and the end of your planning report. Let me mention that, too. See how much stuff we have? You can go to our library and download a lot of this at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. But as I said, everyone's situation is unique. So I'm going to make this offer again. You know, if you want to secure the best retirement possible, in my opinion, you should give us a call. Understand, we can get into this. We'll test your plan. We'll do the analysis. We'll look under the hood. We will discover things you're probably unaware of. So if you want to take advantage of this, we call this the complete customized retirement plan. We'll go through it all, and it will be a good experience. As I said, bring it all in, throw it in a box. We'll go through it. We have limited spots on our calendar, but we'll get you in. We'll figure out something here. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and there's probably some things you can do before the end of the year. How about that? Coming up, I want to get into some more ideas on minimizing taxes and the problems with large IRAs. I might talk a little bit about the market, but we're going to get some more ideas for you. Stick around. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We cover everything from investments, portfolio strategies, income planning, tax planning, estate planning, protecting assets. Those are the five pillars, and that's really what we're all about. I like to say we're different by design. We've covered a number of them today, and hopefully, as I said, if you come away with one or two ideas, we've had a good show. I talked about understanding income planning. First of all, knowing your numbers. How many of you know your numbers? Employee Benefit Research Institute has said that roughly 50% of individuals out there simply guess at what they need. You know, feeling wealthy in retirement really comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. And we talked about creating income. I offered that income planning packet. We did get into taxes because we can create the income. How do we get most of it tax-free? we can get all of it tax-free if every. I made the comment before. If all of your money was in a Roth, not even all of your money, because the standard deduction, by the way, I think it's going up to $30,000 this year. The new tax brackets came out. You know, you could pull money out of an IRA. I do this in some of our classes, which, by the way, we have one class left this year if you want to register for it. It's part of the Retirement Wealth Academy we participate in. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement, so you can register for that too. I get on the board and I show them, look, here's how you can get all your Social Security tax-free. So let's say you had $60,000 of Social Security benefits. Up to $50,000 can be taxable. Remember 85%? If most of your money was in a Roth, you could pull $25,000 out of your Roth, $15,000 out of your IRA. That'd be $100,000, right? 60, 25, and 15. Sorry, I'm doing math on the radio. Now the $15,000 of the IRA is from a taxable account, right? Yes. But you have a $30,000 standard deduction that will wipe that out. In fact, you will pay no taxes. Zero. That's it. You get $100,000 of income, you pay no taxes in that example I just gave you. That is a fact. Anybody can challenge me on that. I'm telling you. In fact, as I said, if you had most or all of your money in a Roth, there's a good chance you would pay no taxes on any of your Social Security. Your Medicare premiums would be at the lowest. Wouldn't that be a great thing? And then that money goes to your children tax-free. So if you want any of this information, the income planning packet, the tax-free strategies, they all work together. Remember, this is how these things work. It's all like this puzzle. It's like building a house, building a car, building a bridge, building a retirement plan. That's why we offer the retirement roadmap. If you want any of this information, we will get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. In fact, if there's something specific you want, say, you know, I was wondering about the Social Security decision or how do I claim, we'll get that report to you. You want to know about beneficiary designations, guess what? We have a report on that. Speaking of that, let me get to this one other thing with required distributions. The problem with large IRAs. I mentioned the fact that, number one, every penny is taxable to you. Number two, whatever the tax rate is, it taxes your Social Security or used at in the calculation. You will have required minimum distributions, and I've gotten a number of calls these past few weeks on, what do I do? I got to take this money out. I don't want. It's a 25% penalty. So that's another issue. And then to the surviving spouse, you will either pay the taxes or your spouse or children will pay the taxes. That is not true on a Roth. And the IRS just came out with a ruling. It's been probably a month now. But there's two times you'll have to take required minimum distributions. One is if you hit the age and you got to start taking them out on your IRA or 401k or whatever retirement account it is. The second instance is if you inherit an IRA. So if you inherit an IRA from a non-spouse beneficiary, you cannot assume ownership. You cannot assume ownership of your parents' IRA. You will have what are called, it's called an inherited IRA. Now, you don't have to pay the taxes all at once. You can. Probably not the best idea, but you have up to 10 years. Now, the IRS came out and said, oh, by the way, since we were so confusing on the way we talked about this 3 years ago and we didn't even understand it, which is, anyway, this is the insanity of the tax code, but what it said was, we're going to clarify all this. If the person you inherited the IRA from was already taking required distributions, so let's say they were 75, they were taking out whatever they had to take out per year, per month, whatever, you have to continue distributions. If they were not, so let's say they were 60, unfortunately, I hate to use this example because it's a young person, but let's say you inherit it from 65 or someone who's 70 who is not taking required distributions, you don't have to take them away. You have 10 years to exhaust the account. The point is, I'm sorry, you know, don't shoot the messenger, but you have every penny's taxable, and you could be in your highest earning years. So this is why, again, when we talk about Roth conversions or using Roth in your planning. And by the way, too, if you're a child with an inherited IRA, if you don't take the minimum distribution, it's a 25% penalty. So you really need to understand these rules. You have to start next year. They did give that dispensation. Okay, this won't take effect till 2025. But my point is, please be aware of these rules because it's just so important that we understand them. Now, there's been this discussion that over 50 trillion, you've heard the numbers. It's going to be the largest from the baby boomer generation down to the next generation, the largest transfer of assets in the history of the world. Massive amounts. Now, how do we get them there as tax efficient as possible? So this is why, you know, I want to understand some of these things. I'll give you one quick idea. What the heck? It just came up into my head. But, and it does fall in the end of year. You have until the end of the year to gift for this year, you know, and then you can do again next year, but it's $18,000 per person per year. There's no tax on it. You can't exceed that because then you can be exposed to taxes on the gift tax laws. But let's say you say, I want to gift $18,000, or if you have two children, $18,000 each. If you're married, you can each do $18,000. That's $36,000. You know, you can set up irrevocable trusts. Maybe to consider that. You can buy insurance in that irrevocable trust. I had someone I just spoke to last week. So they have life insurance, and she said, I have $1 million. I said, you know, it's income, and she had a large estate. And I said, you know, that's going to be estate taxable. She wasn't aware of that. I said, it's income tax-free. It's not estate tax-free. Life insurance is not estate tax-free. It's income tax-free. So her estate exceeded the limit in the state of Illinois. And so I said, maybe what we should do is create an irrevocable trust. Then you no longer have ownership. It's not part of your estate. So now it's estate tax and income tax free. So the ownership on your insurance, you should be aware of this. This is another tax issue. I didn't mean to go off on this gifting with an irrevocable trust. But you could technically gift, and in fact, I had a conversation with someone else about he's actually doing that. Gifting to his children, they have to sign a letter. There's more details to it. It's called the crummy letter. Yes, that's right. But they waive the rights to the gift, and then it can be used to purchase insurance. Okay? There's another idea. So for those of you that have estate tax exposure, consider this. You can put a life insurance policy on you. If, let's say, it's a $2 million policy, that policy will go income. It's estate tax-free to your beneficiaries. These, again, ideas. There's all kinds of ideas and solutions, hopefully, to keeping more money in your pocket and also preserving more for your family. That's really what it's about. Again, it's not about one thing. It's not about just growing a pile of money. It's about having a plan, having a comprehensive plan. I've offered a lot of information, but really, as I said, it comes down to having a plan. And if you don't have a comprehensive plan in place, I hope I've proven this. The shortfalls could add up to tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars that you're going to lose or give away or whatever it may be. So let us help. And if you want help and you want to take a look at creating a strong, solid plan, this is my opinion, smart, strong, complete plan, give us a call right now. We'll schedule a time. You can even go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time, alphawealthgroup.com. I'm confident you'll not only come out of here with more clarity and understanding where things stand, we'll test your plan based on your goals. We'll talk about creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, having an investment plan you can stick with and are comfortable with and works for you, and you'll come out of here complete. And as I said, maybe a couple ideas that will you can put in place before the end of the year and hopefully reduce your stress level. That's the goal. So give us a call, 630-864-6711. I'm confident it'll be time well spent, and it will be fun. We always have a good time. Well, I hope this has been helpful. We're going to be back next week at the same time. We're here every week. You listen to the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino. As always, everyone have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.